You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the second test between the West Indies and England. And joining me, Mark Walton, on the line is former Yorkshire and England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
Just a quick look back at the first test, Anthony. A bit frustrating for England ending up in a draw there.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, before the series, we knew West Indies had quite a few players out. We expected England to win, but I think they got it wrong with the attack they picked. I think even though James Treadwell did well in the first innings, I think we missed that bit of mystery of Adil Rashid. And the wickets out there are so slow now, it was always going to be tough to get 20 wickets.
Yeah, they kind of dug their heels in, didn't they, the West Indies, though, from their point of view, I suppose. Jason Holder's performance will have been a bit of a bonus for them.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give them some credit, especially, as you say, that second innings. It did look on the last day they were going to crumble, but Jason Holder in particular. But the one thing the West Indies do, they've probably not got the best attack in the world, but they do bat all the way down. And I think we saw that on the last day with Jason Holder with the unbeaten century.
I suppose the standout for England had to be Jimmy Anderson, surpassing Sarine Botham's record to become England's leading test wicket taker of all time. He's going to play the second test as well. There were concerns maybe they were going to rest him.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, he's had to wait a while with no test cricket, but it was inevitable, really, that he was going to pass Sarine Botham's record. But I think now he can just concentrate and really look forward to a big summer, because we really do need him bowling well if England are going to not only win this series in West Indies, but go on and beat New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, we need him bowling well, and something needs to be, well, maybe just change of fortunes for the top order of the batting as well. We still haven't really got any consistency right at the top order, have we?
No, you're right. I mean, I was surprised that Adam Live didn't get the nod, being an actual opener. I still think we've not got the balance of the team quite right yet, and I think we saw that in particular with the batting lineup. So there's a lot of pressure on particularly the opening pair, and we do need to get the right formula before the big summer ahead.
Yeah, do you think it's right to keep Jonathan Trott in there at number two?
Well, I think now you've picked him, they've got to stick with him. I think to change it after one test, but you know, from my opinion, I think they've got it wrong. In the outset, I think Adam Live should have played, and if you're going to bring Jonathan Trott back in, he's got to come in where he normally bats for Warwickshire and England, which is three or four. So I still think they're trying to find the right formula, and they're just getting themselves under pressure, really.
Just before we get stuck into the betting for the second test, what would you take out of that first test? Anything? Did you learn anything?
Not really. Again, my frustration and disappointments, I guess, were that we've picked someone like Adil Rashid and still not played him, and Adam Live, you know, who've had great seasons in county cricket. So I still think we've been very safe in our selection. So if anything, it was frustration. It was great to see, obviously, Bell and Balance get some runs, and I guess Jimmy Anderson breaking the record. But apart from that, I did expect England to beat the West Indies, as I say, with the team they had out. But I don't really think we've learnt too much else.
Okay, well, the second test betting looks like this. West Indies are 9-2, the draw is 7-4, and England are 10-11. You said you thought they should have won the first test. Do you think they'll win the second one?
Again, I do worry about the pitch. I've been and played over in Grenada myself. It's very slow. It's a fairly new test ground. I think the fact that the West Indies have left out Sulaiman Ben probably tells you it's not going to turn either. So for England to get 20 wickets, especially when the balls haven't been swinging, it's going to be tough. So I think a draw is a good shout. I had a look at the forecast. I know you can't really take that set in stone, but there is a few showers about, and you can be off for a bit of time in the West Indies. I think the draw for me would probably be the one that I'd look at.
Okay, draw for Anthony there. Then he's 7-4. Moving on to the player markets as we usually do. We'll start with the batsman. For West Indies, Chanderpaul is the 3-1 market leader. Marlon Samuels is 4-1. Bravo fives, Braithwaite fives as well. Devon Smith is 11-2 and 7-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who are you expecting to stand out for West Indies?
Yeah, I'm going to go down a similar tread with both teams. I think it'll be a player from the middle order. I think if there's any life in the pitch, it'll be early on with a new ball, obviously, and might swing a bit, but I don't think this pitch will turn a lot. So I'm going to go with a tried and tested Shiv Chanderpaul. He looked indecent nicking the first test without going on to get a big score, and he's still West Indies' best batsman, and I think where he bats in that middle order, once he gets in, he's very difficult to remove. So I'd be going with Shiv Chanderpaul.
Chanderpaul for West Indies then. For England, Alistair Cook is the 4-1 co-favourite of three with Ian Bell and Joe Root. Gary Ballance, 9-2. Jonathan Trott is 9-2 as well. Adam Lyth is 11-2. Sixes for Moeen Ali. And tens or bigger for the others. You've alluded to the fact you're going to pick someone from the middle order. Which one is it?
Yes. I'm going to go with Root. Obviously, Bell and Ballance in the second innings played fabulously well, but I think Joe Root looked in really good form too. He played well in the first innings, and in the second innings he really came in and took the attack to the West Indies and changed the momentum. So I think there's a big score around the corner for Joe Root, so I'm just going to opt to him in front of Bell and Ballance.
Okay, yeah, it was impressive. He came in at tricky situations, didn't he?
He did. Both innings. Yeah, and I think that shows the kind of form he's in and the space he's in with his head as well. He's in a good frame of mind, and he really did take the game to the West Indies, and it, as you say, a difficult time.
Yeah, he actually came in and attacked rather than just going into his shell and trying to defend, which was always a good sign, isn't it? In terms of bowlers then, Jerome Taylor 11-4 for West Indies. Roach is 11-4 as well. Holder is 100-30. Gabriel 4-1. Bishu is 9-2 and fives or bigger for the others. Who'd you like ball in hand for West Indies?
I think West Indies' best bowler is Taylor. I think we saw that from the first test. Again, no Solomon Benn. Bishu, will he play or will Gabriel come in? They did look a little bit light in the seam department. Kemar Roach has lost his pace, but he did bowl with a bit of swing. But I'm just going to go with Taylor. Off the evidence, what I saw in the first test, he bowled a good length, I thought, and he swung the ball. And I think with England's vulnerability at the top of order, I think he'll be looking to get a couple of wickets early on, especially against Trott and Cook.
Taylor for West Indies then. For England, Jimmy Anderson is 11-4. Plunkett is 7-2. Broad 7-2 as well, with Rashid, Stokes and Jordan and Treadwell and Moeen Ali all on 4-1. And then fives are bigger for the others. Who do you side with for England this time?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I think Treadwell's a little bit of an injury. I'd expect Mo Ali, if they've flown him out there, he surely has to go and play. Otherwise, it makes no sense for him to fly out at all. So he's had a little bit of an injury. So I think in terms of him being the leading wicket taker with spin, I don't think so. And I think the rest are not in great form, if I'm being honest. Yes, it was good to see Jimmy break the record, as we've mentioned. I'm going to go with Chris Jordan. A little bit of guesswork, but I just think his figures, without taking a lot of wickets, he bowled nice and tidily. He's got that bit of extra pace, and I think on slow pitches, if England can get the ball reversing, he might be the danger man. So I'm going to go with Chris Jordan.
Chris Jordan for England then, in that market. Anything else stand out to you on the website?
There's only one other, and it's a bit of a negative bet, I'm afraid, if you're an England fan. I just think Alistair Cook is all over the place technically. I think he's feeling the pressure. I know he's been a fantastic player for England, but I think there's a bet under first innings runs. I think it's 33.5 for Alistair Cook at 5-6.
Yeah.
I'd be going under that. I think he's really struggling if you look at his foot movement and how he got out in both innings of this test. So I think that's a fairly good bet at 5-6.
Okay, Alistair Cook then, unfortunately, I think he might struggle. What is it with Alistair Cook? Do you think it's just the fact that he hasn't had a regular partner at the top of the order, and he just can't get any kind of consistency and any form behind him?
I just think a bit of everything. He's been under so much pressure the last 12 months. Everyone in the media, you know, about the one-day captaincy, now his test captaincy in the last summer. Obviously, he struggled for runs himself, and you know, I know myself, being captain, with Yorkshire, when you're not getting runs, it is very, very difficult. You have to lead from the front. And I just think he's, you know, apart from his 90 for England last year against India, you know, it's a hell of a long time since he got a century, and that must be playing on his mind and the confidence. And he's just not moving at the crease, you know, watching him, his feet, his head, and it's making it very difficult. And I think that's why most teams now bowl full at Alistair Cook when he first comes in, because, as I say, his head and foot movement are all over. So unless he sorts that out, which is very tough to do in between test matches, it's going to be very difficult for him.
Yeah, and interesting to hear your thoughts there about trying to lead from the front whilst you're struggling. I mean, it must be even harder for a batsman at the top of the order when you're captain as well, and you're supposed to be leading from the front.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not like a bowler where you've got, you know, 15, 20 overs to try and put it right. One mistake as a batsman and it's very cruel. And, I mean, this hasn't gone on now for the last month or so. He really has struggled the last, I think, you know, 20-odd tests or so. So it's a long time since he's really gone in and scored runs, which we know he can. We know when he's playing well, like he did in Australia, he really dominates. But he does really have to find some form in this next couple of tests, because we have a massive summer coming up against New Zealand and obviously the Ashes as well. We got humiliated last time. So Cook really does need to find some form. Otherwise, it's going to be a big decision for the selectors.
Yeah, certainly. What's your best bet of the second test then, Anthony?
I think Joe Root. I think he's really in good form, you know, knowing him a little bit too, and now he's hitting the ball, and as we said, the way he played in the second innings, I think he's a real good chance of being England's top batsman in that first innings.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Anthony, and good luck.
Cheers.
And enjoy
problem.
The second test.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.